Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Lawsuit Helpline. This is Natalia on a recorded line. Who am I speaking with?
This is Jonathan Miles.
Yes, I have Jonathan Miles on the line, and he's for a Roundup claim.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank Hi. You, Natalia.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Hi, Jonathan. Hello? Can you hear me okay?
Hi. Yes, I can. Thank you.
All right, perfect. My name is Natalia. I'll be your intake specialist. Would you like to see
okay.
if you meet the requirements to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
For sure.
Okay. Did you already get an attorney to help you with filing a claim?
No.
No. Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any contracts or retainers with a law firm for this matter?
Sure. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. And was it yourself or was it a loved one that was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
It was myself.
For yourself? Okay. I'm so sorry to hear about that. Are you getting treatment currently or are you in remission?
No, I'm good.
You're good? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that. What year were you diagnosed?
2017.
2017. Okay. Do you remember the month?
Yes. March of 2017.
March. Okay. And have you ever had...
March 20th.
March 20th?
Yep. That was the doomsday.
All right. No problem. March 20th of 2017. Did you ever have more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No.
No. Okay. And then what was the subtype?
It was a B cell.
B cell? Was it diffuse?
Or? No, it was just the Burkitt type, I think.
Burkitt. Okay. Burkitt lymphoma. All right. And then did you use Roundup at home or at work?
At home.
At home, okay. And was there anybody else in your household that also used Roundup?
No, that was my job, fortunately.
Okay, all right, mostly just you. And would you say that you used Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Would you say that you used it for at least one full year before your diagnosis?
Yeah, like about 8 of them.
8 years in total. Okay. What year did you start using it?
In 2009.
Okay. And then what year did you stop using it?
In 2017 when I was diagnosed.
Okay. When you were diagnosed. Got it. Okay. And did you use any protective gear while applying Roundup?
No.
No? Okay. All right. And how many times per month did you use it?
Like twice a month.
Twice a month. Okay. Did you use it every single month or just seasonally?
Maybe more seasonally, but when weeds were growing, I was spraying, you know?
Right. Okay. Would you say, I'm sorry, let me start over. How many months out of the year did you use it approximately?
Like probably 10.
10 months out of the year?
Yeah. Okay. It slowed down in the winter for obvious reasons, but
in the winter, right.
Weeds be growing.
Yeah, every time they grow. Okay, no problem. So 10 months out of the year, 2 times a month, so that's 20 times in the year. And then you said for 8 years, so it looks like about 160 times of exposure.
Yeah.
All right. So I'll go ahead and write that down here. And then did you use it at the current place where you live, or was it a different address?
Yeah, I used it at home.
The current place where you live?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's the address for that place?
5983 Garden Vista Street.
You said 7983?
No, 5983.
Oh, 59. Okay. Garden Vista Street?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's the city and state?
Las Vegas, Nevada, 89113.
Las Vegas, Nevada. Okay. 89113. Okay. And that's your current mailing address as well?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. All right. And then what was your age when you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's?
Do the math on it. 47.
Or how old are you now?
I was like, I'm 40, almost 48.
48. Okay. Let's see. And then that was back in 2017. So 7 years ago. So you were around 41 years old?
Yeah. 41, 42, something like that.
41, 42. Okay, no problem. And then do you have a birth certificate available if the attorneys need it?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Are you a citizen of the United States?
Absolutely.
Okay, perfect. And the phone that we're on right now, is this a landline or a smartphone?
It's a smartphone.
Smartphone. Okay. The reason why I'm asking is because once we move forward after the questions, I'll send you an electronic document to sign so the attorneys can work on the case. So are you able to open text messages and email later on?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, perfect. So let me just ask you a few more questions about some illnesses. Let me know if it applies to you or not. Have you ever had hepatitis B or C?
No.
No. What about HIV or AIDS or any autoimmune disease?
No.
No. What about rheumatoid arthritis, Epstein-Barr, or lupus?
Nope.
No. Any organ transplants or diabetes?
Nope.
No. Any other cancer requiring chemotherapy?
No. No.
Any family history of cancer?
Nope.
No. Okay. All right. Perfect. And can you spell your first name for me?
Jonathan.
Okay. Any middle initial?
R.
Okay. And then can you spell your last name?
Miles.
Okay. And can you verify your gender?
I'm a male.
Okay. And are you married?
Nope.
No. Okay. And then your date of birth?
12/3/76.
All right. And then verify your social security number.
622-287993.
All right. And what is your height and weight?
6'1" to 220.
Okay. All right. And then how did you find out that Roundup might be connected to the non-Hodgkin's?
The TV commercials.
TV commercial. Okay. And when was that? Was that this year?
Yeah, not too long ago.
Okay. Would you say it was this year or last year? What year?
Yeah, this year. That's safe and said.
This year? Okay. All right, no problem. And then I have a phone number here. Is this the right one? 702-403-4613?
Yeah, that works.
Yeah. Okay, that's your cell phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And then what is a good email for you?
JohnnyGlassCustoms@gmail.com. That's J-O-N-N-Y, no H.
Uh-huh.
GlassCustoms@gmail.com.
Okay. Glass and then customs, that's C-U-S-T-O-M-S?
Yes.
Okay, at gmail.com. I'm sorry, was there any numbers or anything?
No.
No, okay. All right. And then one more time, did you use Roundup at home or at work?
Yeah, at home in a residential area.
Residential. Okay, perfect. Okay. And did you use a hand sprayer, a backpack, or a tractor with hoses?
No, this is a spray bottle.
Okay, spray bottle. Okay. And where would you normally purchase it? What kind of stores?
There's a Home Depot on the other side of the highway, the local Home Depot.
Uh-huh. The Home Depot. Okay. And then did you personally spray the Roundup, or were you around somebody else that used it?
No, I was personally spraying it.
You did it. Okay. And then what was the state where you used a product?
Nevada.
Nevada. Okay. So Nevada. And then you were directly exposed at home. Okay, and do you live near a water well at all, or do you get your water from a well?
No.
No, okay. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides or benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
No, okay. Do you know if it was a concentrate or a premix that you used?
It was concentrated.
Concentrated, okay. And do you happen to have any receipts or any leftover bottles of Roundup?
No.
No.
Okay. No way.
All right, no problem. And have you ever smoked?
Cigarettes?
Yeah, just anything.
Have smoked you cigarettes? Over?
Uh-huh.
Sure, yeah.
Okay. How many years, approximately?
Like 20 or 30 or something. For a while.
20, okay, 20 or 30. And are you currently employed?
Yes, self-employed.
Okay. What is the name of your current employer?
Jonathan Miles, myself.
Okay, are you self-employed?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. What is your current job title?
I'm an artist, really.
Artist, okay. All right, no problem. And have you ever,
yep.
Have you lost any time from work, from any surgeries or treatments related to your condition?
Yeah, plenty.
Yep.
I don't know exactly how many, but I mean, it'd be good to say.
Okay, no problem. If you had to estimate, how many months or how many years?
8. Years.
8 years. Okay. From what year to what year?
Yeah. From the beginning of 2009 till to maybe longer than that. Probably till I was cancer free in 2019.
Okay. So from 2009 to 2019. Okay. Have you ever been in the military?
Nope.
No, okay. Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
No. Have you ever filed for disability or workers' compensation?
No.
No. Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
Nope.
No. Have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Yes.
Okay. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Now we're getting more personal. No.
whatever you want to share. Right. There's just a space here that's required. Whatever you feel comfortable sharing.
Okay. I did some time in 18 for transporting.
Okay. In 2018?
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. So in 2018, and then how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life? Anything you want to share, whether it was physical, mental, financial, any struggles?
All of the above, like chemotherapy slowed me down considerably, and I mean, that does a number on your mental state and well-being, you know,
yeah.
Not to mention physically.
Okay.
So you know, makes it hard to be creative and that slowed me down work-wise.
Okay. So. All right. So mental and physical stress, struggle with work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. No problem. And again, I'm so sorry you had to deal with all that, but I'm glad you're here today.
Me too.
All right. And then, do you have medical records that would show the diagnosis?
Yeah, it's somewhere around here.
Yep. Okay, no problem. I don't need them right now, but just have them available for the attorneys when they ask for it. What is the okay. name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Dr. Nicholas, I can't pronounce his last name, Torotoglu or something.
Okay, can you spell it for me?
T-O-U-R-O-U, hang on, I can probably find something with it on there.
Okay.
Give me just a second.
Uh-huh, take your time.
T-O-U-R-O-U-T-O-G-L-O-U.
Okay. Dr. Nicholas Torotoglu. Okay. Is that in Las Vegas?
Yeah. Yeah, it's Sunrise Hospital.
Okay. Give me 1 second. Okay, where was it located? Can you repeat that?
In Sunrise Hospital in Las Vegas.
Sunrise Hospital in Las Vegas?
Yeah.
All right, so let me look it up on Google here so I can get the address. Do you know the address by any chance? What city it's in? What street it's in?
It's on, it's the 3186 South Maryland Parkway.
Okay, perfect. That's the one I see here. I just want to verify, make sure it's the right one. Okay, so I'll copy that here. And what kind of therapy did you receive besides chemotherapy?
Immunotherapy.
Immunotherapy, okay. Any surgeries or anything else?
No.
No, okay. And when was the last time that you were treated? What month and year?
Probably 2017, like any kind of treatment.
Okay, back in 2017. Okay, no problem. And then just to verify one more time, your current mailing address is 5983 Garden Vista Street.
Yeah.
Okay, in Las Vegas. All right, perfect. Thank you for your patience. I know the questions are a little long sometimes. The last thing I need from you is just an emergency contact just in case we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This is just so there's no disruptions in your case. So for the emergency contact, do they live with you or live separate?
I don't know who I would put as that.
It could be anyone. It could be a friend, a loved one, family member, someone that you trust.
Right. They live separately from me for sure, whoever it might be, you know?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that? It was kind of cutting off.
They live separately from me, whoever I decide my emergency contact. I usually don't leave nobody. I try to stay on top of my shit, you know?
Okay, all right, no
but,
problem.
In case of emergency, do you want me to come up with somebody?
Yes, so you'd have to come up with somebody, just a friend or somebody that you trust.
Okay. Let's see. Nick Brooks.
Okay. Nick Brooks. Can you spell that for me?
Yeah. N-I-C-K.
Okay.
B-R-O-O-K-S.
Okay. Nick Brooks. And then what's their relationship to you?
He's my friend.
Your friend. Okay. And their phone number?
702-637-6678.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. All right. So that's it for the intake questions here. So what I'll do now, like I said earlier, I'll send you an electronic document to sign. It gives permission to the attorneys to start working on the case. So you can put me on speaker.
Okay.
Now, if you need to, I'll stay on the line with you in case you need help navigating the page. Have you done a DocuSign before?
Okay. Yeah, a while back. I think I have an account with them or whatever.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, it's just a really quick document. It's easy to put your signature. You just have to tap the boxes. But yeah, if you have any problems, I can help you navigate the page.
Okay, thank you. Send away.
All right, perfect. Let me just verify everything's spelled correctly, and then I'll send it over. You'll see it right now. It'll say Natalia wants to send you a DocuSign. It'll go to your email and also to your text message. It's the same thing, just whichever one's easier to open.
Okay.
All right, give me 1 second. Okay, let me put you on hold for just about 30 seconds. It's not letting me submit. I just have to figure something out. Give me 1 second.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Jonathan, are you still there? Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Oh, yes, perfect. Sorry. Yes, I can hear you.
Good.
Okay, I was having some technical difficulties, but I figured it out. So, okay, so it's all good. I just sent it over right now. You should get it soon.
Yep, I'm looking at it. Open the link, I'm assuming.
Yes, uh-huh.
Yes, I agree to receive them.
All right. And then while you do that, I'm going to send another text message. This will have my direct desk line and the phone number for the attorney, so you can save it in your contacts.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Agree to that. Opening it up. Click start to begin, right?
Yes, uh-huh. Were you able to open it okay?
Yeah, I'm just reading, but I'm signing a little bit.
Okay, yeah, no problem. Take your time. right. It looks like I just got the notification. Everything signed okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Yep. All right. Perfect. And they'll also send you a copy of everything you signed in your email, so you should have a copy. Now, the next thing to expect is give the attorneys about 5 to 10 business days to review the information. Then they'll give you a call. They'll do a case verification, and then they'll ask for anything else that they need. So for now, just go ahead and, you know, keep medical records or request the records if you need to. And then hold on to that contact. I just sent you another text. The law firm that you'll be with is, their name is Pulaski, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. That's it on my end today, sir. My name is Natalia. I'm your intake specialist. If you have any questions or concerns, you can give me a call back or send me a text, okay?
Cool. Thank you, Natalia.
All right. Thank you,
Jonathan. I won't hear from anybody for a few days. Like 5 days, you said?
5 to 10 days. Sometimes a little bit sooner. It just depends on how backed up they are. But yeah, just look out for that call.
For sure.
All right. Thank you, sir.
And thank you very much.
Uh-huh.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.